three steps, just an introduction to what we're going to be doing today and tomorrow now. This is very simple. This is the method that I use when I begin to teach people to teach the Bible. And it may be that some of you can use this method with other people in your church. These steps help me to prepare a sermon, but this is not just for preachers in a church service. I use this when I'm teaching anybody to teach the Bible. Even for people who are learning to lead a Bible study group, I use the first two of these three steps, and then I teach them a different third step for teaching in a Bible study group. And my three steps, I'll do this quickly because we're going to look at them in more detail. The first one is study the passage. And there we need to make sure we let God speak to us. I don't want to study the Word of God just so that I can tell other people what it means. I want to study the Word of God firstly to let God speak to me. I have a friend... Yeah?
Excuse me, you mean speak to us, as not as a preacher, as a...
As a Christian, as a disciple. Yeah. Thank you. I have a friend in England. When he introduced me to his church once, he said, "This is Andrew, he is a professional Christian." And I tried to kill him because I don't want to be a professional Christian. I'm a disciple. I'm a child of God, and the first reason I read the Bible is to allow God to speak to me. Yeah? And then after that, I want to be able to teach it to others. So the first step is study the passage. The second step for me is find a concept, which is a strange expression. It means simply dividing the passage up into different parts and then choosing some titles or headings, a title for each part. And then the third step for me is preparing the sermon. After step two, I have a skeleton. And step three for me means putting some flesh onto the skeleton. And the sermon has to do two things. It has to explain the passage, and it has to be relevant to the listeners. And both are very important. It has to explain the passage, and it has to be relevant to the listeners. There is some preaching that explains the passage, but it is not relevant to the listeners. And they are sitting there, if they're listening at all, they're sitting there thinking, well, this is interesting or not, but it has nothing to do with me. And there is some Bible teaching that is very relevant, but you don't need a Bible. You can close your Bible, because it's got nothing to do with the Bible text. And it seems to me biblical preaching builds a bridge between the Bible text and the listeners. So it explains the Bible text, and it is relevant to the listeners. And we must build that bridge. Otherwise, we're not teaching in a biblical way, it seems to me. So that's the third step, prepare the sermon.